But yet this little, the key of this horse says, I'm rich. I'm all sheer. I got so much I can buy my way into the kingdom. My good works will do. They're not the top works of Yah. Your works are filthy rags, a minister rag of a woman. It's filth, it's untouchable. Even a woman doesn't want to touch that. So your works are filthy, they're not clean works. They're from the corruption of your own heart. That blood represents sin. And in scripture, you've touched, blood represents sins. It has a connotation of sin. That's why the blood of the damn of Yeshua was to damn sin. Came to cleanse us from sin. Dam. That's the proper name for it, isn't it? That's the Arabic name for blood, dam. So it came to dam sin. The dam. Hallelujah. We are sick creatures. We know what a whore like Paris Hilton is doing. And we don't know what our bar is doing. Well, you know what some damn rapper, this dog, twisted minded pervert, disrespect your mammy and your daughters too. And you intrigued by a faggot. And you don't even know what the Most High is doing. You are a sick, twisted pervert. Well, you got time for Ebony and Jet. Some of those, that trash came in here. I threw it in the garbage. I don't care who it belongs to. I'm not letting that curious art come in here. You can leave and you can subscribe to anything you want to out here. But here, I'm not letting that curious trash come in here. It's filthy. I don't even touch those books in this. I will not touch any of that. I don't touch an Ebony or Jet or these little weird magazines. I don't touch any of that. I don't touch it. I will not lay my hands on that. Hallelujah. Curious arts, they're wrong. You got time to read that trash. You know, time for the book. I want to know what he said to Laodicea. Well, it's a small little book. I intend to print it out for you, let you all read it. Hallelujah. The book of Laodicea is like a book to Philemon. It's a smaller book. And probably none of you all even sought to even understand what it was about. I would say 99.9% of you all. Small fraction was curious and didn't even venture. Hallelujah. And that's our limitation. You go to the library, but you spend time foolishly. Hallelujah. You get upset. Well, it makes no difference at all. It is time that we must study. We must study. You said that we're laughed in foolishness. It's time that we ought to talk the serious things of Yah. Well, that's my daddy. My mama, I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. And you said that nothing in your mind about Yahweh. Come on, something's wrong with you. You see, when they come, if mine came around me, they would not want to stay very long because what I talk about is not their forte. And I will not alter what I say. Quiet on me, huh? Makes no difference at all. I'm a determined man. I have determination. I'm going to run this race. I'm going to run. I'm not going to walk it. I'm going to run. It's in between running and jogging. Hallelujah. There's a difference between running and jogging. You may walk fast, but it's not jogging. There's a difference. For man jogging, if he's jogging 12 minutes, he's walking. He might as well walk. That's the truth. If he's not jogging in 9 minutes plus, then he's walking, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm going to run this race. When a man is running, he has prepared himself for the endurance. Hallelujah. And when he comes to the hill, he delights in the hills. Because that's a true test of his strength. And he sprints up the hill faster than he's running during the level course. And so I look for the hills. I look for the opposition. I look for that oppose Yah. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to destroy you because you have not listened to my voice. You have not kept my mitzvah or my statutes, which I commanded you. Verse 46, Deuteronomy 28, Deuteronomy. And they shall be upon you as a sign and an oath, a sign. It shall be a warning. It shall be a remembrance. You know what an oath is? It's almost, in the Arabic, it's almost, you know when you're in the world, some of us, We will do things and we will say this quote. This is how we will say it. Quote, I said it. And you that were profoundly wicked like me, you probably said it. God, if you get me out of this one, I will never do it again. You ever said that? Well, I said that, unquote. Hallelujah. And some of you young ones, you really don't know. But I used to say things like that. But that did not stop me from doing or going back to that wretched law that operated in me. Because there was no transformation in me at all. That's what the Torah of Yah does. It transforms our mind, our thinking, our logics, our knowledge. That's what the Torah does. It doesn't allow us to think like we once thought. It doesn't allow us to think with the mindset of Mizraim. We don't think like the Egyptians. We don't gravitate to the things of the Egyptians. We go after the tough things of Yah. The things that are pure. The things that are lovely. That's our desire ought to be for Yisrael. He said there shall be an oath for you for a wonder and upon your seed. Not for how long? Forever. Olemi, 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 forever. Now that's how long it shall be upon you. The curse says, shall be upon your seed forever. We see that upon your seed today. You that defy the Torah of Yah upon your sons, your daughters, and their children. Well, I've seen that in my natural family. Hallelujah. It is just that Yah looked down through the time and the dispensation. He didn't have to look. He saw it. And this is the one he let. That's Israel. That's my seed. That's a Hebrew Israelite. Who, him? Yes. What about the rest of them? They've all been brought forth by a deception. Was not the seed put in Miriam? Come on, you hypocrites. Don't be quiet on me. Was not the seed put in Miriam? Was it put by man or by Yahweh? So was it is in Yahweh's plan with you. The seed was put in your mama by Yahweh. Hallelujah. The seed of that life, the seed of the Torah in you. It was put there by Yahweh. Is not his word his zirah? Is not the word of Yahweh his seed? Is it not his zirah? And he looked down through that generation of time and he saw a seed there. And he put his seed in them. He put his power for his seed to germinate in that one. To hell with Esau's. To hell with all the rest of this one is mine. That's the way Yah worked. Period. He knows Israel. He's going to save all Israel. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that with all my life. Verse 47, he says, because you have served Yahweh. Shelah. You have not served Yahweh. Your Abba. With Shema. With joy. Come on, look to your neighbor and say, do you have the joy of serving Yah? Come on. Now look at their face now. Just keep the look. Come on. Look. Some of y'all can't look because you know you don't have it. Hallelujah. He said, you haven't served Yahweh with joy. Some of y'all, the way you come in this body, you don't have no joy. I see an elderly sister like Sister Home Press with all her ills and her pains. And some of you young hypocrites of whoredom. I watch some of you, this Jezebel spirit comes into Yah's house. And this is how you come in. Look at here. This is how you come in. I said, what a vile wickedness. Stubborn Jezebel. They come in like this. I'm a watchman. And I watch. They come in like this. I said, what hypocrisy. What damnable wickedness. And they say they know Yah. So you lying hypocrite. You're a liar. I don't retract it. See, when you can't even have nothing like that, you know, I watch, I get on my timbro here. Even the sister don't feel like moving. I get my timbro and make her move. She gets to moving. Hallelujah. What? Well, because the joy brings the strength of Yah, the strength of His Torah. It comes alive in us. And so don't tell me you come in here. Hallelujah. It is one thing for true that the word of Yah will find you out. And that some of you come in here like this. I come into this house with singing. And I come with dancing like He commands me.
I'm not afraid to speak to your wickedness. No, your sins. Hallelujah. For this is not a cowardice, man. You tell me you don't get afraid of? Sure, I'm afraid of many things. But I'm not a coward. I stand in the strength of my Abba. Hallelujah. Well, you may die. Oh, what a pleasure that would be. True. What a pleasure. In the sight of Yah. And the death of His Hasid. Kedushim. So I have no qualms with that. No whatsoever. I know one thing for sure. You can't kill me. I don't fear you for that. He will find out our sins, will He not? Hallelujah. We're coming to a day called Yom Kippur. We're going to come to a time whereby all of our sins, this atonement, that this is the fast that Yah has appointed. That will show you how weak you are. How greedy we are. Can't go without a piece of bread. Hallelujah. Now this is the diet that He calls us to eat. The body of Yahshua. As Sister Dot said to me on Wednesday, this is the host of bread. Truly is. So I give you the whole piece of bread. Hallelujah. You may not like cabbages, but it's the best vegetable for you. No vegetable that is a wonder vegetable like cabbage. And most folks don't like it. It is a wonder. It is the most powerful vegetable one can eat. The best vegetable of any vegetable. Hallelujah. And it's not the one that we like in the coleslaw, which is all right. But that's the best thing for it. This is the best thing for our spiritual growth. Truth. Truth. He chasing us. Every son He received, does He chasing them? I want to finish this. Hallelujah. He says, verse 48, He says in verse 47, because you serve not Yahweh your Abba with Shimcha. We don't serve Yahweh with joy. You don't come before His presence with singing with joyfulness. And with gladness. You don't serve Him with serve Yahweh with tov. It's not a pleasure to serve Yahweh. It is sad. You don't serve Him with gladness of your lev. Why should you serve Him that way? You know why? For the abundance of all things. You see, Laodicea said, I have need of nothing. But the true assembly of Yah says He has given me the abundance of all things. And that's why we serve Him with joyfulness. For the abundance of breath in you. You have life. You are the witness of Yahshua. And this is a dismal generation. It's sad. It doesn't have the Shemsha of Omar Yah the Gidah. It doesn't possess that. That's why you ought to serve Yahweh that way. For the abundance, not for the sparsely or the sparity, but for the abundance of all things. I look at that obituary every day. I don't read the obituary, so I kind of scan it and I say, wow, that's me there, my age. I see them at 17, 18, 19, 20, 10, 5. It's a dumb generation, it's ignorant. I wonder how many of you all have thought about the little child that he's a precious in my sight. You don't even think about things like that. That are so far removed from your minds. Those graves are there. Never! You're not even cognizant of it. You can say what you want to, hypocrites. I know this generation, the way we think. That's why I serve Yah with gladness for the abundance of all things. When I get up and walk in the morning, man, I bless Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see pictures of little children, men there in Zimbabwe and Nigeria in poverty and stinking, haven't had a bath. They land, no crutches, no wheelchair. And you, this damnable, wicked Laodicea nation here. And I see the putrefied stench. I look at things like that and it my. Little children, I was looking at pictures of their little bones, their ribs sticking to their bellies and everything, no clothes on or nothing. The little defecation run out of them just like water. What they eat just goes, just like you pissing. No tissue, nothing. Haven't bathed in months. And I'm not going to come before the presence of my Abba with joy, Shemcha, and with Tom, you hypocrites. Hallelujah. You're all full of hypocrisy. He said, because you're lukewarm, don't forget what I preach, I'm going to spew you out. This is a lukewarm generation. You're lukewarm. I'm just telling you, you're lukewarm. You don't have no hotness, or you don't have no coldness. Hallelujah. At least when one is cold, if you played sports, and I did, the coach knew when you come off the bench, you had to, when I played high school basketball, I was a starting number two because I could shoot the ball. Now, that was time because we were losing, though. Coach, he was ignorant. He will pull me out because I may shoot two or three times. I shot that on, and then I'm worried because he's going to pull me out. And then we pull you out. It's almost difficult to get back into the groove. You can't flow with it. You got to get out there, and once you get hot, nobody will stop you. I don't care when you get to the ball, just give me the ball. Just put it in my hands, and I will bomb it. Boom. He said, because you're neither cold nor hot, and because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out. When someone is lukewarm, you have no conscience of your condition, and you will not identify the state of your mind and the state of your being, and to say, that's me, Yahweh. You sent that word to me. That's your voice, yeah. He said, because you have not served me with shimcha, with joy. Some of y'all get excited about some wicked one, don't you? Let some of y'all see your wicked daughters, sons, and watch even the expression. Oh, hi. In your presence, that's where I belong. I belong in the presence of Yah. Well, what would you do if you saw your natural sister? Oh, look at the heifer. What's wrong with you, David? No. But what's wrong with you, my friend? Nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you? See, that's the way I respond. Hallelujah. You're getting off a quiet, aren't you? Because y'all expose your wickedness. No, I don't smile. See, that's the time to smile and the time not to smile. Some of y'all like to grin and smile all the time. It's the time not to grin and smile at time. Time to be sober and serious in your conscience. Hallelujah. I don't smile with the wicked. Oh, they're my kin folks are just wicked. Sure they are. So if I saw them, I just look at them. Man, how you doing? Huh? How you doing? Fellow the other day wanted to shake my hand. I didn't shake his hand. I need you to pray for my uncle. Nah. I said, ain't your uncle that needs prayers? You that he needs to work with. Nah, that man, his mind is bad. He walks up to me with his hands out. I didn't. Nah. Lay hands suddenly on no man. You just don't. You don't give me a hand. Hallelujah. I know truth. I know what the word of Yah says. All for quiet. Exposes your sins and your wickedness. He said, because you have not served Yahweh with joy and gladness of laugh, your mind is so abundantly blessed and refreshed. It's almost like a little child. And I use that example now. I don't care what some of you all say. I use it. I think about Deacon Horn's little daughter, Zariah. And it's just something about a little spirit. I don't care what you all say. You don't get upset with me all you want to. It's a beautiful little thing, told her my brother. And the spirit of her ecstasy of joy, regardless of what it is, hallelujah. And that's the way we ought to be like. We need to set that little child up here. She said the other day, she was sitting back there eating. And she hollers out with everybody's quiet, Josiah! Calling Josiah. Now, don't tell me that you that heard that were not amused at that. You know, look, this is a corrupt generation. It is just wicked as hell because it doesn't have the light. It is the spirit of Laodicea. It doesn't have the light to understand the significance of all things. To the pure, all things are pure. To those that are undefiled and unbelieving, there is nothing pure. Nothing at all. She's one little child that you really hasn't. You haven't heard cry like many little children. That is the truth, brothers and sisters. Isn't that amazing? Because it's not me or mine. The scripture tells us to think highly of our brothers and sisters. It doesn't say that. You are wicked people. You're wicked as hell. I'm just telling you that. You're wicked as hell. Well, what about mine? What about yours? Is that not yours? Is that not of your house? This is how stupid you all are. We're stupid people. We're envious and wicked. We are stupid, wicked people. Well, what about me? Well, that's why Yah's talking to you. He's telling you your sins. We think very highly of those that are ours. It is the truth. But we don't think very highly of others. It reminds me of my damn wicked mother, my damn wicked aunt. I say it that way. They both were wicked. When my mother would say, oh, my boy, he's doing this and that, he's doing this and that. And then my aunt, she, it was something like, And so when my aunt has something about, oh, you know, Jimmy did this and Robin did this. And my mother would say, You hypocrites, you do the same thing. So there was no complimentary type of attitude toward one another. They almost relish in one. Your kinfolks are the same way. The ones that think they're better than others, I got my house. Oh, Billy, he lives out here on Highway 9. And that's where he said, you ought to see his house. That's where your kinfolks are the same way. Oh, my daughters are doing well, honey. She's in college. Oh, I got one. She's a sergeant in the Marines. Oh, my God. Oh, my son. Oh, he's doing. Damn hypocrites. I rejoice in the strength of Israel, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We are one in Haruah. We are one. We are Ikad in Haruah. We are one. We should be one. So when one is esteemed, we all rejoice. For one is debased, then we all are debased. But you're so corrupt. You have your own identity and you got your own. See, I wouldn't trust you in the midst of a battle. Hallelujah. Gideon, he knew exactly ones. Y'all say, them the ones. Take them to the honor. You don't need nobody else. That's all you need. Scripture says he was a mighty man. Not only, but his avat was a mighty man. Hallelujah. And so we see that ruah even among one another. Then we ought to say, well, what is she doing to get that? But that's not how we respond. We become indignant because we're wicked. We get offended because one does things that are right. We become jealous. We began to hate one because they will do what Scripture says. I'm here to tell you, I'm going to serve my Abba with Shimcha, joy, Shimcha. And I'm going to serve him with Tov pleasure. For what? For the abundance. He's given me so much. My hands wiggle. Hallelujah. I said to my wife last night, because my pectoral muscle here, sometimes it draws and it just... Of course, most of you all get afraid behind that. Think you're having a heart attack. Well, that's the muscle. It's not that thing underneath there, all right? Hallelujah. And I said to her, I just lay your hand on it. You can feel it. It just contracts like that. Hallelujah. And for him to even give me my limbs for the abundance of his riches, I can chew. I can taste the palate of food. My feet. I can walk. Hallelujah. For the abundance. That's why I sing to him. For the abundance. When I don't feel like singing, I still sing. I don't care what my attitude is, I still do it. Hallelujah. You know what? If I don't do it, then you always say, what's wrong with him? When we first came here, Brother Dale was living here at that time. It was a few of us. But old Martin was living here. Brother Dale, you may have gone out to work that morning. And so every morning I've always spoken to the people in the dining hall. And it was something that Martin said to me. We had a little altercation. And so that morning, I did not even open my mouth. I just went in the dining hall. I did not speak. I was quiet. And of course, he looked at his wife. I'm watching them. I did that for purpose. I knew what I was doing. I did it to draw that out. He looks at her. He looks at me like, See there? See? I told you. Same thing that I do with someone else. And then I just waited about 10, 15 minutes. I said to them, now I came in here this way for a purpose. I remember doing that. I said, that was a purpose behind me coming in here this way. As Bishop Banks would always tell us, the way you start out, you just better maintain that course. And there's some of you, you better maintain it. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. So I know that if I serve him, he says, because you will not serve me with joy, he said, these curses shall come upon you. Not only you, but they're going to overtake your children forever. Because you will not worship and serve Yah with the gladness of heart. Therefore, verse 48, he said, therefore shall you serve your enemies, which Yah shall send against you in hunger. This is a generation that hungers. There will be a thirst and a hunger, but it will not be for bread as a famine, but for the hearing of the word of Yah, isn't it? He's going to serve them with hunger and thirst and in a room. You're going to serve them in nakedness. You will have no covering at all. And in want of what? Some things? Of all things or some things? Now, did he not say in the verse above that, for you did not worship Yah, you did not come before him with joy and gladness for the abundance of all things. See, when one has the abundance of all things, and because you will not worship Yah that way, and that is what Laodicea is doing now, it will not bless Yah for the abundance of all things. Did Hamashiach tell us in all things to give Torah? In all things to give Torah? And we don't give Torah unto Yah. Well, that's my son, give Torah. Thank you, Yah. We draw the way of hell, Torah Yah. Torah Yah. He means what he says. Hallelujah. He said, you will be in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron on your neck. This generation is yoked down. It is yoked down with a yoke of iron. They can't even express their love to their children, their husband. There are women today that they're under such yokes of bondage. They don't even know how to express love. There are men that don't even know how to express love. Man, you go to hell, and I say that. I don't care what your childhood was like. I don't care, woman, what you went through. My mother will whip the hell. She will make me take off my shirt. And I love my mother. And she will beat me with a drop cord. The woman would do me like that. She never did any of them. None of them. None of them. Not my youngest brother. Not any of them. It was the vengefulness the way she beat me. Vengefulness. She'd take it off. I mean, for infractions that didn't deserve that. It was not that I was a pedophile kid. I was not robbing things. What I stole for the wealth of the family. We didn't have food. At a young age, I realized our complications. She would make me take my shirt off, take it off. In her anger and her hostility, she would beat me with a drop cord. That was so vicious. But that has not demented my mind. I'm not dysfunctional. I didn't go out raping women. Didn't have to go out and try to find some young gal to sleep with. That did not make me dysfunctional. So you damn them excuses, you're a liar. I don't care what the excuse is. You without an excuse in it all. Got quiet, huh? Some of you hypocrites that use that for an excuse. You don't understand. Yeah, I understand. That's why he said Yeshua. You have no excuse. Use it all you want to. Hallelujah. I'm not dysfunctional. Not one bit at all. Mm-mm. Not one bit. I would never do my child like that. I would never beat my child like that. Nah. I would do just what the scripture says. I'll take a rod with his backside. Hallelujah. And sometimes I give old Nathan, I have to bust his butt. It makes a difference what his mama says and anyone says. And there are times, old brother Nathan, he's the type, he say, Pastor Robert, yes, sir. I was wrong in what I did. I was just wrong. Yes, sir, I was wrong. Well, of course, when he talks like that, it breaks me. It really does. And I say, how do I spank this boy? I can't do that. I say, how do I do that? But then I can't spare him. Because he's done 15, 20 things before I get him. That's the truth. And so I would say to him, I would say, Nathan, you know how many licks I gave? He said, I don't know, Pastor. I'm going to show hurt. I said, 10 for the hurt. But I said, son, I gave you 7 instead of 10. I usually give you 10. When you do things, when it adds all up, I give you 10. I said, I'm going to give you 7 today. And I kind of withheld the stroke, too. Because when I put it to the throttle, boy, it would drop him down to his knees. You understand? And even with us, Yahweh, he sometimes withhold the throttle of his stroke. His mercies are renewed every day. Hallelujah. He continuously refreshes mercies and his kindness toward Israel. He said, and for the abundance of the things I've granted you, why would you not worship me and love me and have a joyfulness? Why would you not be glad? I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of Yahweh. You're not even glad for that. Some of you slumber in your slothfulness. I'm glad to come to Yah's house. Always. I may not feel like preaching, and many times I don't. But I will speak as the fire of His word burns down in my belly. I will speak. I will speak to Israel and tell them what Yah commands. He says, in hunger and thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And He shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck that you, until He have shamed or destroyed, annihilated, devastated you. He said, you're going to serve your master in your nakedness. Your nakedness shall be exposed. You will know that you have no covering. Because the yoke of Yahshua is easy, isn't it? And the burden of Yahweh is light. This world is burdened down. It is under such heavy yokes that they're ulcerated and their minds, they're depressed and they're oppressed. You got children that the world oppressed them. Young boys that cannot operate in this corrupt world because they're under such pressure. Young girls that are pressured to be whores and to give themselves over unto whoredom and act a certain way. These whorehouses that raise them up, that if they don't have what we call goods and much, then they are not walking and what they call the blessings of the prosperity of Yah. These are not the prosperities or the blessings of Almighty Yahweh. The riches of Yahweh causes no sorrow. These folks are in great sorrow. Their homes are sorrowful. Their wives and their children, their homes, there's an environment of sorrow, not of a great blessing. The riches of Yah add no sorrows at all to Israel. The Yeshua brings about the fullness of His Shemcha, His gladness, His joy. It brings Tefirath. It brings, as we say, Kabul, Kopat, Antiya. Brings honor. So you step into Yah's house, that's what Laodicea does. It comes like you come. Now, but the house of Yah, Yisrael, when they come with singing. Because they always have a song in their love for Yahweh. They come with the beauty of praises. Because they have the breath, and the life of Yahshua in them. They have the breath. So when you walk in the house, He breathes on you. On true Israel. Breathe on me, Yah. When He breathes on you, He calls you to come alive. Hallelujah. And when one is alive, we know the breath of Yah brings about animation. And that animation is a worship unto Yah, praise. It is an exaltation of the mighty one of Israel. It esteems Him, it exalts Him, it lifts Him up. That's what it does, but not in the whole house of Laodicea. Because they boast that we have much, we're richer, we have an abundance, and we have no need of no direction. We have no need of Torah, we have no need of anyone to instruct us, we don't need no preacher. And Yah has called, He has chosen the foolishness of preaching, or to save them by the foolishness of preaching, those that believe. He has chosen that mythology. It is not your mythology, but it is the mythology of Yahweh that He has chosen, a man to look stupid and just foolish to declare unto you His truth. You know, the motivational speakers, they get worse than preachers. They parade on the stages. You ought to have. You ought to have what your heart wants. That's how they talk. What's his name? He was one of the most sought after motivational speakers. What's his name? Les. Les, what's his name? Les Brown. Oh, Les Brown could lay it on. What do you think a motivational speaker has? What does he has or she? It's not that they have accomplished anything. They just have their voice. They just talk. And people are inspired by their words. Oh, Les Brown, boy, he could lay it out. He walked around that stage like a preacher. And when he come to town, everybody wanted to hear Les Brown. Les Brown was the man in his zenith of his time. Back then, he was getting $25,000, $30,000, $40,000. Just motivating folks. And he didn't get up there and says, well, I want to talk to you all about being motivated. How many of you are motivated today? That didn't inspire no one. Les Brown, will he get up there? I want to tell you all something. I got something for you all. You're more than what you think. You really are. Come on. And you will see the frenzy of the people. Les Brown, I'm more than what I... So Yah says to Israel, I'm more than you need, and I'm more than you think that I am. And that ought to cause us to cry out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, worship me for the abundance. Laodicea says, I don't have no need of your abundance. I don't need Emunah. I don't need the riches of Yah. I don't need the strength of Yahshua. I got it. He said, you're poor. You're naked. You're miserable. You're a fool. You're a fool, man. You missed it. You missed it much. He said, you're miserable. You are wretched. You're naked, Aroma. You have no cloak. It's one thing that Yah did when sin revealed the corruption of man. He made them clothing. And he put clothing on them. He covered them that the nakedness of their shame would not appear. And when you are naked, there is no shame at all. We're not ashamed to defy Yah. We're not ashamed to defy His authority. We're not ashamed to defy the order of His house. There's an order to worship. And you cannot worship Yah in your pompous, pious way. You got to come the way He commands you. And He tells us how to come. Rejoicing. With Todah. Todah Yah. To the Yah for the dumb of Yahshua. To the Yah for the blood of Yahshua. Yes. I like making up those songs. I just sing what my Lev loves. I bless my Abba. I do. He says, I want to close in a few verses. Yah says here, listen to this. He says here in Yeshayah, Isaiah. Now he speaks unto Israel, this house of whoredom and wickedness. And Yah says, I'm going to bring Mishpatim, judgment from Babylon. And through the Medo-Persians, I'm going to bring this upon you because of your blatant rebelliousness against me. And this is Laodicea. We have riches and much. We have no need of anything. He says here in Yeshayah 47, I want to read one verse. Yah says to Israel, your nakedness, your arum, shall be uncovered. Yes. Yes, it will be. Your shame shall be seen. And Yahweh said, I will take vengeance and I will not meet you as a man. Do you all hear that? He said, I'm not going to meet you like a man. I'm going to meet you as the Most High. I'm going to meet you as the one that created you. I'm going to meet you as the one that has all power and all authority. He said, your vow, Rome, your nakedness, and Yah is going to meet this whole America, not as a man. Why? Because a woman can always seduce a man, can she not? Sure she can. Her power, the strength of her ability of persuasion is in her voice as she speaks unto a man. As the way she her octave, Octavia, her voice, the way she alters her voice. Well, even when a man is crazy, if a woman speaks in a way, you'll be surprised how it soothes him and how it takes advantage of the man. See, what the world has taught you, you respond like him. No, woman. Even your quietness and the beauty of that. He may be arguing like a fool, but he's just arguing against himself until the shame appears upon him. He knows he's ashamed. He may not tell you that, but he knows it's the truth. So y'all say, I'm not going to meet you like a man because you're a woman. If I meet you that way, then your tears and your crying will alter how I will deal with you. He said, I'm going to meet you like the Creator. Man, I want Yahweh to meet me like he's my Abba. Come on, you are watching here, your children. You've shown them much mercy, haven't you? I want him to meet me that way. I want him to meet me as my Abba. I don't want him to meet me not like a man, or meet me like his Most High. I want him to meet me that way as my Abba. He said, I'm not going to meet you that way because of your nakedness, your room. Yeshua said that you are naked, you're miserable, and you are wicked, is what you are. Laodicea, that's the spirit of this assembly. It's wicked, it's miserable. It's dull, it's poor. It has no strength. It has no maturity, no willingness to pray. We really don't want to pray, do we? Say, help me, Yahweh. Come on, say, help me. There ain't no drive for you to do that. You can sit there like a hypocrite all you want to. Ain't no pressing you for that. When I finish up this message on next week, y'all's will, I promise, that I will show us. We like to think very highly of ourselves and think that we're something that we're really not. It's almost it's an illusion, isn't it? It's almost like a man putting on a superficial outfit, and he really thinks that the outfit makes him, that gives him strength. Putting on your Superman cape. A woman dressing up with some high heel shoes, and she looks like a mess, the man too. She really thinks she's holding something, and she's not holding anything at all. It gives this false illusion, doesn't it? So we look through the mirror today of Yahweh, not darkly. This mirror is clear. You can see yourself. You can see the bulges. You can see the fat. You can see every corruption, every sin that has overtaken you and in your thought and your mind that controls you. You can see all that. Sure you can. And we just don't like sometimes what the mirror says, do we? But the mirror is reflecting what's there, isn't it? You never put on something and say, boy, this don't look. Something wrong with that. No, it's not something wrong with that. It's just how you look in it. Hallelujah. You'll put on something, you turn to the side and say, man, this thing has gotten too small. No, that hasn't got too small. It just doesn't look right on me. Now the mirror is reflecting what is actually there. It's showing you just what's there. That's, come on. You can say what you want to. It's showing you what's there. If it's not there, it will not show you that. And what the mirror actually does, it amplifies it. It's almost like camera, television. Most people, what it does, it actually amplifies what one really looks like. And so that's what this reflection of Yahshua shows us. What we really are, what we look like, and what's actually in us. It shows us that. Why is Laodicea in the condition? Because we reject, we despise Yahweh's truth. Hear this. I'm going to close from this verse. Hallelujah. It says in Lamentation chapter 1, verse 8. Hallelujah. It says here that as Yah points out to us, and he did to Jeremiah, the state of Jerusalem. And he shows us what is the just recompense for sin. Lamentations 1, 8. He said, Jerusalem has grievously sinned. Therefore, she has been removed. All that honor her despise her because they have seen her nakedness. Now, that's what he's saying. Now, before, the eyes were not uncovered. They cannot see her filthiness. And all of a sudden, they see her and they see how naked a robe. She has no covering. Her nakedness reveal all this ugliness of her body. You know, that's why people in the world and the wickedness, you like for the lights to be out. They turn the lights out, told her, my brother. This is a generation that is full of hypocrisy. That doesn't realize what it has done. And so in the world, we want all the lights out. And then there are times that when the light is on, you see what you got. You really know how sick you really are. Hallelujah. That's the truth. The light reveals things, doesn't it? You don't want one of those kind of lights that amplifies everything. You put your face up and you say, see everything. See every little crack. Man, I didn't know that was there. That's what Yahshua does. He's a light. He reveals everything. He shows you everything. And of course, the light in the midst of your whoredom and your sins, when you turn the light on, the man think he got something, that he realized, And she thought she had found something that night. And when the light's on, she realized, what a mess. And because of your drunkenness, of your lust, and when the lust or the lust veil is pulled from over your eyes, you say, man, what in the world did I get myself into? Hallelujah, it's the truth. Just a flat out truth. They had grievously sinned, therefore you have been removed. And all that honor you because they have seen your nakedness. Nakedness, yes, she sighs, she groaned in pain of grief. That's when one sighs. Well, look at that. They've seen your nakedness. And your nakedness doesn't look well. And Yahweh is exposing our nakedness that doesn't even look well to you, little Dikia. No, your nakedness doesn't. When he shows you what you are, it doesn't look well. That's why when you turn to someone, you rather turn to someone that's almost equal to you. Birds of the same feather flock together. They like those that are of the same spiritual state they are. Now, when you turn to someone that you think has a little more than you get a little intimidated. That's the truth. What not me? You tell me you went on a job and your supervisor, your boss man, he walks in. You tell me that there's not a sense of reverence, their honor? Sure it is. You're flat out lying if you say it's not. You feel a little intimidated. He says, your nakedness, they sigh and they groan and they turn back. Why? Her filthiness is in her shul. It's in her skirt. Are these little horses, are they coming in these places with the filthiness in their skirt? Her filthiness is in her skirt. She remember not her last end, therefore her collapse was awesome. She's coming down. And she had many comforters. She had how many comforters? Yahshua said he cannot leave us comfortless. He will pray to the Abba and he will send us what? Another comforter. To comfort what he's put in us. So her filthiness is in her skirt, her shul. The way she dressed. They dress like dogs, they whores, Jezebels. O Yahweh, behold my affliction. For the enemy has magnified himself. Does not the mirror magnify what you are? That's what the truth of Yahweh does. It magnifies what we are. It is one thing that Shurak tells us, the wisdom of Shurak. It says, the essentials of life are water and bread. That's the essential. Having food and raiment, that would be content. The essentials of life is having water and bread and clothing and a house to cover one's nakedness. We need to be in the house of Yah. And David, in all of his sin, he was glad when they said, let us go into the bayit of Yahweh. Because that house covered his nakedness. It covered his sins. And we ought to cover one another's nakedness. Not covet. We cover the sin or the nakedness of one another. The essential of your life today is the bread, Yahshua, and the living water that flows from Hashemiah. And the bayit and the fellowship of Yahweh in Yahshua, whereby your nakedness will be covered. As he covered the nakedness of Adam and Shavah, he will take the cloak, the righteous Sadiqa Torah of Yeshua, and that shall cover us. So we need to be covered. Leotasia, Leotekia is naked. Yisrael is covered. Miyah Shalom Shabbat you today. This Ru'ah rests upon us all. Mashlomka to you all that are listening. May the health, the riches of Yah rest upon you all as well. We do pray that Deacon Horn and those that are there in Newport News, Virginia, that he has enriched them today. I know he has and blessed them with the preaching. The young brothers to go and to strengthen them because they have a young brother there. He's about Deacon Horn's age. And I thought that would be a blessing for him to go there to strengthen the young man. Hallelujah. That he would be strengthened. And even with that, they have begun to make radical changes in their lives. I will pick this up on the Shabbat. Yah's will. If not this one, the next one. Because he's put something in my left for next year. But I thought I would have this finish. I may finish it on Wednesday. It depends. No. Don't forget now, Wednesday Eve at sundown, it begins the Feast of Trumpets. All right? Hallelujah. Service on Wednesday evening, as we do. But the more of them of Yah, they're very vital, and they're very important for us. They're a shadow and types of what is to come. And it is a time that we come together and bless Him. And then 10 days after that, it is Atonement. One of the most important feast days of all, it was the atonement for our sins. Yeshua is the atonement of Israel. And I bless Him. I bless Yah for the fullness of His knowledge. The world celebrates everything. You know what my wife said to me yesterday? And all last week, I was thinking, I said, Sister Robert, she'll turn 51 next week. Every day almost. And that's the truth. So about noon yesterday, 1, 2, she said, Pastor Robert, sir, did you forget I turned 51 today? I said, Sister, it didn't even. I knew it was a 7. I said, oh, God, I'm telling you the truth. I forgot. And last week I thought about it. I said, you'll be 51. I said, okay. I forgot. But I will not forget Wednesday evening. Yeah, I won't forget that. I'd rather forget that. Hallelujah. Than to forget that. And people will go out of their ways for anniversary and children birthdays and all of that. And you watch them act silly. They get balloons and they will act just fruity nutty. That is the truth. Anniversaries and all that. When it comes to Yah, they're not mindful of His moedim. And His feast days are very important to Him. I'm telling you. And what the world tells us, they're very valuable. He said throughout every generation, through all generations, that we remember this. Not as some kind of token thing. It's not about ritualism and rituals. It's about what Yah commands, Yisrael. And we're going to do what He commands. As we come to the knowledge of the truth, I don't care what it is. If Yah wish you don't eat butter, I won't eat it. But He hasn't told us that. Now don't be silly, okay? I'm using that as an analogy. If He tells me not to drink water, I won't drink it. But I know He's not telling me that. Because we need water. My body needs water. Hallelujah. I know I do. You may not like water, but I like water. I was painting the other night, and I said, I feel funny. Well, I hadn't drank the amount of water I should have that day. I said, man. Of course, no soda pop going to do it. Don't want that. No juice. Water. And I grabbed me a glass of water. I had to really sit down. I wasn't feeling right. Of course, I guzzled that down and got me some more, and I was all right after that. Because my body had dehydrated. It took about 10, 15 minutes before they kind of began the process of rehydration. And so many times we don't feel the way we need to feel because we don't like water. You need to drink water. I'm telling you, you need to drink water. It flushes you, it cleanses you. You need to drink, not the soda. You that are listening as well, every last one, you should never drink another soda. That's just the truth. Don't drink that trash. It's not best for us, brothers and sisters. Come on, just drink some water. You're going to think just because of pure juice or something like that. That's just the truth. That's for me and everyone. Come on. If there's one thing that's causing the weight problem in America, it is this thing, the corn syrup and these commodities they're buying, and they're not even proven. The syrup and what they're putting in these sodas and drinks, that's what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. It is causing more problems. I tell you what, don't drink them for a month or something like that and see how your whole body, it changes your whole body. And that is the truth. You all have to believe me. I study a lot of things. I don't sit there and waste time, brothers and sisters. I study the Word of Yah more than anything. I really do. I study the Word. I do. I got tons of messages that I can preach. I will probably never preach. Yah maybe just make me study that for my own learning, my own need to help advance this. We began to do things like that. You began to eliminate that and let your body begin to flush yourself the way Yah intended for. Just begin to drink water. You got to have soda with everything. Something sweet. Total, my brother. That's just the truth. When you got to have something sweet all the time, you know your body's not functioning right, brothers and sisters. Come on. That's what the body does, turn things into sugar. So you have energy. That's what gives you energy. Y'all get quiet on me, sister. The truth. Come on. I'll tell you these things to help us. Quit drinking the trash. Don't drink any the whole month. Hallelujah. Even when I would buy them, I was very reluctant to do it. I said, well, the people think that. I don't care what you think. I won't ever do anything like that again. Hallelujah. You get it one because I buy it. Not for this house. Hallelujah. I don't mind the tea. And once a week, that's all right. It's sweet and cold. I like that part. I do. But we need to be conscious of our health and we can help each other. We can help each other. What's wrong with that, brothers and sisters? If someone tells you something that's going to help you, don't be so easily offended. Get your little small feelings off your shoulder. Someone tell you something, quit being childlike. Even the kids don't act like us. Hannah told me this morning, George said, Pastor Rob, Bethany shut my lips in the door. I said, man, that one, I didn't figure how did she get that one. Maybe she shut her lips against the door. I say, what? But Pastor Rob, what happened? This and that? I'm trying to figure how did she get her lips in the door that she shut it? Now, that's the thing I'm trying to figure out. How do you do that one? I can't figure out how she did that one now. Maybe she shut her lips against the door. Now, that one, she shut your lips in the door? Yes, sir, she shut my lips. Whoa, now that's a tough one there. I'm not going to even try to figure that one out. Hallelujah. But even though she shut her lips in the door, they were still friends. And they went from there. Someone tells us something that we take it offensive. Well, you got to have offense to be able to battle against the defense. You got to have someone offensive to you so you can defend yourself against your own self. Hallelujah. You know, when I played sports in school, especially basketball, I was tenacious in defense. Now, even though I was a good athlete. I could shoot that basketball. I could shoot. Now, that I could do. I could not be a point guard. I don't know why. I've always been able to dribble, but not like Brother Dale. I just couldn't dribble that ball. Like, I can dribble. I can hold on to the ball. But I was a tight ball player. I had to play off the ball. There are ball players that can play with the ball. I needed to play off the ball. Set me a pick. Let me run. Get me the ball in my spot, and I would knock it down every time. But the key to a tremendous offense is a tenacious defense. Everything flows from the defense. So you got to be tenacious on defense. And even in my days around here, I was tenacious in defense. I didn't care who I checked. Love defense. Because I knew defense always produced offense. Hallelujah. So if you receive those remarks that will not defend you, then you can begin to go on the offense against yourself. Our biggest problem is not Sister Roberts, this is not my problem, it's me. I'm not going to blame that on her. That's cowardly. That's a chicken man. And she's a chicken woman. Your problem is not husband, wife, Chando. It's you. You look in that mirror, you don't see no husband or wife. You see you. Huh? Is that who you see? All right, you're the problem. Ain't nobody else. Your excuse is to blame someone else. She did that. And if she didn't do that, well, you know the brother, you know Pastor Robert, he didn't have to say it like that. Well, it got you moved because I said it like that. You're your own problem. You're your own worst enemy. Hallelujah. It's not your neighbor that doesn't make you drink water. It's not your neighbor that tell you to throw them cookies out. Y'all get quiet. Come on. Hallelujah. Get ourselves clean now. We won't have to have all that trash. That's what we need to do. Begin to eat properly and right. Hallelujah. You eat right, you begin to see some changes. I see this sister right here. I said to my wife, I wonder what she's doing. She walks out there. Oh, Big Daddy, huh? Big Daddy and I, we're going to have to do something. Come on, big man. Hallelujah. I don't care what you do. You just begin to reduce your food intake. I don't care what you say. You don't even have to exercise. You reduce your food intake. You will see a change. I don't care what any of y'all say. You'll get upset with it. I just said, just reduce the food intake. Period. You don't have to get out there and run no mile. You just do not. But you just can't always be eating all the time. Night, cookies, and everything you see. Because the more you eat, believe me, and I'm a man, I can put it down. I can. The more you want. That's the truth. I like steak too. We're going to butcher this cow this week because I'm going to make some sausages. for tabernacle. Hallelujah. It'll be right too. Already got myself to make it. Everything. Make about 150 pounds. Sausage. Nice, hot. Some mild. Some sweet. Mint. This will be nice. Now I'm going to do this. I don't want scissors. Me. Dave. I'm going to do that. I don't need no help. Don't need scissors. Nah. Me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. No, not I'm going to. I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless the people of Yah. Make us some sausage. Hallelujah. We just began to reduce what we eat a little bit. You don't have to do it. You just eat a little. Quit trying to miss the breakfast in the morning. Eat a little breakfast. Give you the energy to do what you need to do, see? Then you won't be so hungry. Because you tend to be a little hungry, you tend to overdo it. That's just the truth. I thought, says, Lord, I hated that fish. You bring me so much. I have fish for the next day. But I love fish. Especially bass. When she bring, that's my weakness. That's right. I love bass. I mean, bass. I love bass. Bass. I love it. It's right, says Rivanda. I know what she does when she fries with Pastor Robert. It's right. I like it seasoned right. It's just right. And I can sit down. The only thing that makes me feel ashamed, I look at Brother Allen, he'll put two pieces. I say, man, I feel like a pig. Make five pieces. And try to squeeze down the sixth one. Then I got six more pieces at home. Well, Martin said, yeah, I'm going home to eat. We got fish. Yeah, I'm going to eat. Well, I said, man, don't do that. I got five, six pieces over there. Well, I'll just do it light. I get me through these pieces. I don't have to be warm or nothing. I can eat it like that, cold. I don't have to warm it up. Just boom. I don't need nothing. I don't need no bread. And I just give me the fish. Nothing. Then I find myself 9 o'clock eating that fish. I said, man, I know that's right. Look, girl, so I shouldn't have did that. Or I said, this time. Well, find tomorrow night, I'm eating the rest of it. And then usually on Friday, I have me some grits cooked and I eat the rest of it. That's just the way I do it. Hallelujah. So we have to take the blame of our own positions. Ain't no one else. We have to do that. We have to become perturbed with ourselves. Then we do something. Period. And it's not that we cannot do it. We can. Come on, Brother Pat. Come on, you all sing my song. You that are listening wherever you are, may Yah barak you all, may strengthen you, bless you mightily today. We are blessed to have you all with us. The Shabbat gathering here at Yahweh's congregation. Bless you mightily today. This song is for you all as we close here at Yahweh's congregation. You can sing along with us wherever you are. Let it enrich you. Yah barak you all. Shalom.
For our love become the place whereby the power of your witness of truth, Yahshua, shall dwell there. We told you, you are Abba for your Torah, your law is the teak of righteousness, that you are placed in Israel. We bless you this day. Help us all. Strengthen us all. We ask you to strengthen us all in Yahshua's name. And bless us in your breath, your covenant. Bless Israel, Jerusalem. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel declared, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.